Far-flung places. A way of life. The Kaisertal is a remote settlement in the Austrian Alps, far away from busy streets, noisy traffic, or fast food. Until recently, the few people who lived in this village had to hike over a mountain to get out. A system of ropes in the air carried their food and fuel supplies to them. Now, a tunnel through the mountain has been built, opening up quicker and easier access to the world outside. Some people in the isolated valley are excited about the change and believe it will improve their lives, but others aren't so sure. These are the people who value the pure, unspoiled valley, away from the problems that come as the population gets bigger. They prefer living and working in a distant and remote place. For some people, living in this kind of isolation would be lonely, boring, and just plain hard work. Still, there are many people throughout the world who do live in extremely isolated places, some because they want this way of life, and others because they have no real choice. Yet, whatever the reason, people living in remote places face different challenges and problems from those who live in larger communities. The remote Kaisertal. Stepping back in time. An isolated life. Once upon a time, one of the most isolated and lonely places in the world to live and work was probably a lighthouse. Lighthouses, first built to help guide ships away from dangerous rocks and reefs, were often located in wild, remote areas. This remoteness meant that keepers, and sometimes their families, often lived in almost complete isolation. Lighthouse keepers ordered supplies from lists of goods and had them delivered to them by boat. Being a lighthouse keeper was a demanding job. The lamp had to be kept fueled, polished, and lit, and there was always other work to do around the lighthouse. On a windy, foggy, isolated headland in San Francisco Bay stands the old Point Reyes Lighthouse. When it was active, its lighthouse keepers worked hard, often in fog and high winds. It is surprising that keepers and their families often stayed for many years. Today, with automatic lighting that can guide ships at sea, lighthouse keepers are a thing of the past. Still, many lighthouses throughout the world have been preserved as museums or important buildings. Some have even been turned into restaurants or hotels. They are places for people to visit, to step back in time and imagine the hard, lonely life that these keepers must have experienced. Lighthouses were often on rocky shorelines, like the Point Reyes Lighthouse in San Francisco. Lighthouses sent out light to help guide ships at sea so they would reach the port safely or to mark dangerous coastlines. An isolated settlement. A remote island. On a tiny, remote volcanic island in the South Atlantic Ocean, 2,810 kilometers from South Africa and 3,360 kilometers from South America, lives a small community of people. This settlement, the most isolated in the world, is Tristan da Cunha. Tristan da Cunha is exposed to strong winds and heavy rain and is covered with rugged mountains. During one storm, the winds were so strong, cows and sheep were blown out to sea. There is only one area on this round island that is flat enough for buildings. The island has no airport and no sheltered harbor, so supply ships have to moor in deep water and transfer goods to small boats that then head for shore. Tristanians' nearest neighbors live around 2,400 kilometers away. Yet, since the 1800s, people have chosen to live in this rugged and remote place. The community of Tristan da Cunha was at its most isolated during World War I, when the ships that used to sail past and leave supplies for the islanders stopped coming. For 10 years, the people on Tristan da Cunha were just about cut off from the rest of the world. They had to rely on their own resources and skills to survive. They made trips to nearby islands in search of food, eating penguins and other birds and their eggs. Residents of Tristan da Cunha were most isolated around the time of World War I. Making it work. This remote island has only a few hundred people. With such a small community, it is important that these people work together, sharing with and supporting each other. The settlement of Tristan da Cunha is founded on equality. It was originally set up so that people owned all the land together, although this has changed over the years. Still, they live and work very closely together to ensure their survival. Over time, they have even developed their own dialect of the English language. Tristanians are very self-sufficient, doing jobs such as growing potatoes and fishing. They make money from selling postage stamps and coins to international collectors, and they make and sell crafts such as handmade clothes. There is also a huge supply of seafood in the waters around the island, which the Tristanians catch, freeze, and then sell to places such as the United States and Japan. The island has one school, one permanent doctor, and one small hospital. Tristan da Cunha has a large active volcano, and in 1961 it erupted. The people were moved off the island and taken to live in England. Yet one short year later, most returned to their isolated home. These people were drawn back, like a pin is drawn to a magnet, to live again on this most isolated island on Earth. Tristanians preparing seafood for selling to markets. These self-sufficient people are used to hard work. Traditionally alone. Today, there are groups of native people around the world who still live a traditional lifestyle. Some live in remote parts of South America, where they struggle to keep their way of life as other groups of people move into their homelands. These native groups have their own languages and cultures. For these people, their remote homelands are key to their survival. Scientists believe there are groups of native people living in the Amazon basin who have never had contact with the outside world. No one is certain how many of these groups there may be. What little is known about them comes from explorers who have found them. The Carubo are native people who live in the Amazon rainforest of Brazil. These people live off the land, making their own tools, growing their own crops, and hunting and fishing. They live together in large shacks and paint themselves with red coloring made from a special tree. Their main weapons are clubs and poison-tipped arrows used for both hunting food and protecting their territory against outsiders. The home of the Carubo in the Amazon rainforest is very isolated. Carubo people live off the land. The Amazon rainforest is essential to the survival of the native people. Problems facing native peoples. There are many problems that can harm isolated native groups when people from the outside world make contact with them. For instance, native people can't fight sicknesses such as colds, which in the outside world are common. In the 1980s, the Yura tribe of Brazil came in contact with outsiders. This contact brought colds and diseases that killed between 40 and 70% of the Yura people. Unfortunately, death from disease isn't the greatest problem for the native people. They struggle to keep their way of life. The places where many of these groups live are rich with resources that people from the outside world want. To oil explorers, tree fellers, miners, and new settlers, the land is very valuable, However, taking these natural resources can destroy native people and their way of life. As more land is taken and their environment is damaged, it is hard for them to live their traditional life. Some countries, though, are working to protect their native communities. They are setting aside large areas for their use only so that these people can live in peace, following their traditions on their homelands. Yawalapiti children from the Amazon basin see pictures of themselves for the first time on a digital camera. Forest milling, one of the problems facing native groups. An isolated continent. The coldest, driest, and windiest continent in the world is also the most isolated. Around 98% of its land is covered in ice, and with about 970 kilometers between it and its nearest neighbors. Antarctica is definitely a remote place. Antarctica fascinates many people and is of such great interest to scientists that some countries have built research stations there. The Russian station, Vostok, is the most isolated base in Antarctica. It is built on the point on the ice cap furthest from the coasts. Because Vostok Station is so far from the ocean, it experiences extreme weather conditions. The lowest temperature in the world was recorded here, minus 94.7 degrees Celsius, and the highest temperature ever recorded was minus 18.8 degrees Celsius. The scientists who live there also have to suffer a severe lack of oxygen and a polar night that lasts for 5 months of the year. It can take these scientists up to 2 months to get used to living in such extreme conditions. During this time, they may suffer from headaches, earaches, nosebleeds, and joint pain. However, this frozen wild place provides some very valuable scientific information, so it is important for scientists to come here, even though their nights and days are spent wrapped in a frozen wilderness. Vostok Station. Isolation challenges. Living in such an isolated and extreme environment means overcoming special challenges and difficulties. One of these challenges is communication. When researchers first started living in Antarctica, the only way of communicating was to use Morse code. This was an expensive and slow way of communicating. So the researchers made up letter codes that stood for phrases and sentences. Yet even this was difficult because the ice absorbed the radio signals. Days could pass without any communication with the outside world. Today, satellites traveling overhead mean that the people who live in Antarctica can easily communicate by email and telephone. Another problem of living in such isolation is getting medical help quickly. Most research stations have a doctor living there, but sometimes people are so sick they need specialized treatment. In 1961, a mechanic at a station needed immediate brain surgery. The station's doctor did not know how to perform this surgery, so he communicated via Morse code with a hospital in Melbourne, Australia. He then practiced what he had been told on a seal before performing the surgery on the mechanic. While the doctor saved the man's life, it was still 2 months before a plane could land and take him to a hospital. Communicating in Antarctica is a lot easier now with satellite phones. Isolated offshore oil rigs. All around the world, hundreds of kilometers out at sea, stand massive oil rigs. These rigs are moored to the ocean floor. The tallest rig in the world, Petronius in the Gulf of Mexico, is more than 600 meters high and produces about 50,000 barrels of oil a day. Operating such a massive piece of equipment requires a lot of people who must live out on the ocean, away from family and friends. Because they are so isolated, most workers spend 2 weeks working and then return home for a 2-week break. Living and working on an isolated oil rig is dangerous. Because these rigs are kilometers out in the ocean, huge waves caused by strong winds can wash over the platform. There is also the threat of a platform collapsing if the support structures break. Also, working with oil and gas means that there is always a risk of explosion and fire. Oil rig workers are equipped with safety straps, but they are also trained in how to escape quickly. Oil rigs have special lifeboats which can resist fire and cope with rough seas. Today, however, rigs often have satellite television, computers, internet access, gyms, and even hot steam rooms. Still, spending days and nights on an isolated platform with nothing around you but the sky and the vast ocean would not be the life for anyone who likes solid ground under their feet. Natural gas is burned off to avoid a big explosion. Petronius oil rig. Isolated in space. Although there are many isolated places where people live and work here on Earth, several hundred kilometers away, in the cold darkness of space, lives a group of people who could claim to be the most isolated in the solar system. The International Space Station is a huge space laboratory that many countries are building together. People live on this space station for months. Their job is to continue building and maintaining the station while learning more about outer space and keeping an eye on things such as climate or pollution on Earth. They also conduct scientific experiments on how living things and materials act in a state of weightlessness. This could lead to new treatments for some diseases and improved building materials to use on Earth. Life on the space station has its own set of challenges. Not only are the astronauts hundreds of kilometers away from their family and friends, a quick return to Earth, if they get sick, is not possible. Living in a state of weightlessness makes even the simplest tasks difficult. To wash their hair, the astronauts use a special shampoo that doesn't need water, and at bedtime, they have to sleep in sleeping bags that are stuck to the wall so they don't float away while sleeping. Everything needed for their survival has to go with them into space. Astronauts also need to do exercise every day to keep their muscles from wasting away. The International Space Station. This space shuttle pilot prepares a sandwich as it floats in front of him. Future space isolation. Scientists around the world are exploring the possibility of one day being able to send a crewed spacecraft to land on Mars. This would be a challenging experience in a strange, isolated environment. The journey alone could take about 2.5 years. Astronauts would have to put up with small spaces, boredom, and the possible danger of such a long trip filled with so many unknowns. The extreme isolation would make keeping in contact with family and friends very difficult. It could take up to 40 minutes for a radio signal to get from the spaceship to Earth and back again, depending on the distance between them. Scientists studying isolation that continues for a long time have discovered that people in this situation can believe that imagined events are really happening around them. They can become very stressed, which decreases the body's ability to fight diseases. There is also the danger of being exposed to high levels of radiation. One of the most important considerations is what to do if there are serious health problems. If an astronaut gets seriously ill, this could be a real problem. A spacecraft can't simply turn around if someone on board is sick. Research is underway in using robots to perform surgery, following instructions from doctors on Earth. This craft is being designed to carry people to Mars in the future. Inventions like the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 could make travel to remote places in space more common. the future of isolated living and working. What will the future be like for people who live in remote places? As time goes on, fewer and fewer unexplored places in the world remain. The world's population and its need for land are rapidly increasing. Sadly, some people who have always lived in isolated places, such as the Brazilian rainforest, may find this impossible in the future. Outsiders taking the resources are constantly pushing out native people. People living in isolated places are also feeling the effects of global warming. Rising temperatures in areas such as the Andes Mountains have caused creeks to dry up, which means less water for the native people who live there. Whole island communities are in danger as the sea level rises. As our demand for Earth's resources increases, people who want to live away from others may have to search further and further out to sea, deeper and deeper into forests and deserts, and into those most extreme of environments, Antarctica and space. Areas that people can live in are becoming more and more crowded. So, to find new places to live, people will have to make changes and find new ways to survive. Some islands are slowly disappearing under the sea. Crops on the island have been ruined by the advancing seawater. Index. Amazon. Antarctica. Communication. Diseases. International Space Station. Kaisertal. Karubo people. Mars. Morse code. Native people. Petronius oil rig. Point Reyes lighthouse. Rainforest. Research. Scientists. Space. Survival. Tristan da Cunha. Vostok Station. Yawalapiti children. Yora people.